Take a seat. I'm saying, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree? Well, that's you, and I'm sorry. I'ma keep playing these cats out like it's hard. I'm high heel shoes, getting love from the dudes, more badass chicks from the Moulin Rouge. Hey, sisters, better get that dough. We drink wine with diamonds in the glass, by the case, the meaning of the hits of taste.
You wanna hit
you,
I got.
Come on,
the chocolate,
I got.
What?
Rio, lady, I'm
I hope you've been enjoying some of this music that I've been throwing at you. Y'all here on CITR 101.9 FM. You know, it's the station that hopefully gives you what you want. You're, of course, listening to Mondo Trasher with your host, Maxwell Maxwell. The show is filthy and not suitable for those under 21, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, children should listen. Those with nervous characters should not listen. What else? Small animals? People with heart conditions? You get the idea. Anyways, you are, of course, listening to the best fucking thing on the radio every Sunday night at 9 p.m. And let's see. I think what we're going to do is we're going to give away some tickets. Because I did say I would give away a pair of tickets to go and see the Russian Futurists Tuesday, October 23rd at the Pit Pub at UBC. So basically, yeah, if you want to call in right now, 604-822-2487, you get a pair of free tickets to go and see the Russian Futurists. With that being said, I think... Oh, we have a caller on the line. Whoops. Oh, shoot. Too many people. Let's put them all on. Okay, let's see. Caller one. No. Too late. Caller two. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
Russian Futurists.
Hi. I'm calling about your tickets.
Yes, you are calling about our tickets.
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
How are those going? Are they mine yet?
How are those going? Yeah, they're yours.
Woo!
I think we're going to give away a pair of tickets. So in 10 minutes, we're going to give away another pair.
All right.
All right, cool. So I think we're going to play some more music, and I'm going to chit-chat to you
right
privately.
On.
Privately about the whatever. Okay. You stay there. Stay there. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Okay, you know, I think I'm actually going to be charitable and give away a second pair of tickets to go see the Russian Futurists Tuesday, October 23rd. So to call in, 604-822-2487, and you have to think of something really good for me to say instead of obscene things, because later on we're going to be reading erotic Harry Potter fanfiction. Okay. I'm going to talk to the people and find out who has the best one. Hey, if you guys want to call back in, we dropped a couple callers. Sorry about that. Bye-bye.
Boys, 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 boys
What an exciting little moment for us, boys and girls and everybody who listens to CITR 101.9 FM. We are just about done with another fabulous episode of Mondo Trash Show with your host, Maxwell Maxwell. That's me. We did give away some Russian Futurist tickets, and one of the conditions was that one of our listeners had to specify what word we would use, replacing naughtier words in this next segment. The Harry Potter Erotic Fan Fiction Masterpiece Theater, in which we will be reading a selection from some of the internet's most delightful, literature. So here, without any further ado, is a story, about, I'm not really sure, but it's by someone named Jessica X. Rabbit. And this is about Harry Potter. And I thought this was very important because, in light of certain recent developments about Professor Dumbledore. Anyways. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have dumped everything off on you, Harry mumbled shamefully, beginning to pull away. You don't need the weight of my burdens. No, don't apologize. Draco tightened his grip to keep him from moving entirely away. I would rather you feel comfortable enough to be able to talk to me openly than to keep it all bottled up inside. I've never been completely open to anyone because they always get scared or disappointed when I get angry and it all slips out, he answered, watching the flames dance in the fireplace. If they really cared about you, they wouldn't be such filthy hypocrites and they would give you the support you really need without judging you, he replied vehemently, taking Harry by the chin and forcing him to look him straight in the eye. The torment in those jade depths was starting to wane. Harry suddenly lunged forward, and their lips met, crushed together passionately. Taken off guard, by the time Draco's mind registered what had happened, he was lying on his back, with the slightly bigger Gryffindor on top of him, their tongues battling for superiority as they kissed. Was it just him, or was it considerably hotter in the room? Draco gasped loudly when Harry's lips moved down towards his throat, his warm breath making the sensitive spots tingle. Ah, I'm sorry. Harry, mistaking the gasp, paused with concern spreading over his visage. I didn't mean... Bloody Gryffindors, Draco growled and grabbed him by the front of his robes, yanking him back down into another earnest kiss. Harry could barely contain his moan, his body pressing as close as humanly possible to Draco's as a wild heat coursed through them. Bed, now. Fingers fought with cloth. Their school robes fell to the floor as they made their way towards the large green silk canopy bed. Draco nipped at Harry's earlobe, tearing buttons from Harry... I'm sorry, the grammar in this is just really poor, and I'm trying to correct this as I read. I don't know why this person, Well, I suppose if you have enough time to write erotic Harry Potter fanfiction, you're probably not in university anyways. Anyway. Tearing buttons from Harry's shirt pop off as he tore it off and threw it away from them. They lay down together, struggling through the remainders of their garments while each was trying to best the other, neither wanting to give up his dominant position. Some things never changed. Harry bit down on Draco's neck, having figured out that was one of his biggest weak spots, and Draco ran his hands over Harry's muscled torso, rubbing his thumbs roughly against his nipples. Spurred by watching the blonde squirm under his caresses, Harry returned his lips to Draco's and reached down to stroke his hard chad. Okay, so another brief interlude here. All the nasty bits we've replaced with the word chad, because that's what one of our listeners suggested in return for free tickets to Russian Futurists. Okay, so continuing, and keep in mind that every time I say Chad, it's something obscene. He was rewarded by Draco melting bonelessly underneath his touch, digging his fingernails into his flesh with a sharp intake of breath. Oh, Merlin, Harry. Harry rolled him over fully onto his back, raging hormones and instincts taking over where he lacked in experience, as he continued to pump his throbbing chad. One of his knees slipped in between Draco's long, pale legs and spread them apart as his free hand felt among the rumpled mess they had made of the bed for his wand. It enclosed on something round, but it definitely wasn't a wand. Never mind. This is the room of requirement, but honestly. Then all coherent thought was once again lost when he returned his gaze to Draco's naked form glistening with beads of sweat. Harry tumbled with a tube of lubricant in his impatience as he coated himself with it, and then resumed stroking Draco, this time more to distract him from the impending discomfort. Draco's legs wrapped around his waist, his back arching up off the bed as Harry inserted one finger, then another, gently preparing him. He was careful to make it feel as good for Draco as it was for him, as he pushed his aching chad into the hilt and began to thrust in and out, the pace picking up as Draco gripped the sheets with white-knuckled fists, both of them moaning out each other's names loudly. With explosive cries, they chad at the same time and took every last shred of strength for Harry not to collapse right on top of Draco. He slowly withdrew and rolled over next to him, his breath heavy. "I could definitely die happy right now," Draco mumbled exhaustedly, turning onto his side. He threw an arm possessively across Harry's broad chest and laid his head on his shoulder, relishing in the afterglow. "Definitely." Ladies and gentlemen, the work of Ms. Jessica X. Rabbit. That was from the internet. I completely lost the title of that. But that is part one in a multi-week series of Harry Potter erotic fan fiction. Anyhow, moving on, we do have some other things to talk about before we go. We have another 5 minutes, and then we have some random dude filling in for Transcendence. And, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. The Win a Date with Maxwell Maxwell competition is still going on. So we've received a lot of great entries, and hopefully you have one more week to submit your entry. You can be anyone, although you do have to be of legal age, because on this date, we are going to go and have some sushi, which I will pay for, and you get to go to see the Puppets for free. That is, of course, on November 3rd. To celebrate my birthday, and we'll be recording it and broadcasting it on CITR the next day, not the show, the date with you. So if you think that you're interesting and fun and the listeners would like to get to know you, send an email to winadatewithmax@maxwellmaxwell.com. That is winadatewithmax@maxwellmaxwell.com. Or just go to MaxwellMaxwell.com, because tomorrow I should have more details about it. So just send me a short description of why you would be an interesting person for me to go out with and have the listeners hear all about. It's open to anybody, any gender, any age, as long as it's over 19. Well, 19 or over. And yeah, pretty much anybody who is interesting can be a new, a fabulous new radio star. Well, I do kind of apologize for the quality of the show today. It hasn't been up to standards, I realize. But I did get back home late, and then I got to bed at around 6 or 7 a.m. and got up a few hours after that. So, you know what? Fuck you. This is free. You have nothing to complain about. Anyways, I think I'm going to play a song by... Oh, fuck it. I'm just going to play this because I really like this song. This is actually a song... this is a song that is from a video game, actually. And I realize that might be kind of silly, but it's really quite excellent. And I think you'll probably enjoy it if you give it a try. Whatever. Yeah, so here it is. And stay tuned for whoever the fuck is filling in for Transcendence. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here. Huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction at Butcher Science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart and killed me, I'm torn into pieces and threw every piece into a fire. As they burned, it hurt because I was so happy for you. Now these points of data make a beautiful line, and we're out of data, we're releasing on time. So I'm glad I got burned. Think of all the things we learned for the people who are still alive. Go ahead and leave me. I think I prefer to stay inside. Maybe you'll find someone else to help you. Maybe Black Mesa. That was a joke, haha, that chance. Anyway, this cake is great. It's so delicious and moist. Look at me still talking.